Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho 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 ho.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Luigi Mangione indicted on murder charges and an act of terrorism count in the killing of United's healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a New York City hotel. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg calling it a brazen, premeditated killing.
When he saw Mr. Thompson, he crossed the street and approached him from behind. We allege he then took out a 9mm 3D printed ghost gun equipped with a 3D printed suppressor and shot him once in the back and once in the leg.
Bragg says Mangione is expected to waive extradition at a hearing in Pennsylvania this Thursday. Lawmakers receiving a classified briefing on the reported drone sightings, the majority in the Northeast, but also around the country, including near a military installation in Utah. The federal government reinforcing that there's no danger to the public. The Fed board wrapping up its policy meeting tomorrow and could announce another interest rate cut. This is ABC News. After being on dialysis for more than 8 years, a woman from Alabama has received a new kidney.
Tawana Looney remembers the day her doctor told her she was eligible for a transplant.
First she sat me down, she said, Tawana, I may have you a kidney.
Then she was told the rest of the story.
Yeah, she said, but it's not a human kidney, it's a pig kidney.
Looney received her new pig kidney at NYU Langone Health last month. Doctors say Looney is healthier than two other similar recipients, both of whom died within a few months of their transplants.
It's unbelievable.
Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
One of the earliest tablets inscribed with the Ten Commandments is scheduled to go up for auction at Sotheby's tomorrow in New York City. That auction house says the tablet is the world's oldest, dating anywhere from the year 300 to 800, unearthed in 1913 during railroad excavations in the Ottoman Empire, now Israel. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low 20s.
More clouds than sun for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Becoming breezy as well, highs upper 20s to 30. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 29 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. New information on the Abundant Life school shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says they're working to verify a document some on social media are crediting as a manifesto written by 15-year-old shooter Natalie Rupnow.
To determine if this document originated from our suspect.
Barnes also clarified the original 911 call came from a second grade teacher, not a second grade student. Republican electors met at the Capitol in Madison on Tuesday to cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. A shooting Monday night involving an officer with the St. Croix Tribal Police Department in Burnett County. An officer shot a male subject armed with a knife. That person was airlifted to a Twin Cities hospital. The State Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Ellsworth Police Department and the Pierce County Sheriff's Department received multiple reports of vehicles being struck by an object causing damage over the weekend. According to the Ellsworth Police Department, officers arrested Jeffrey Baker in connection with the incidents. They do continue to investigate and ask any residents who may be victims to contact the department. Residents in the city of Eau Claire will see higher water bills next year. The city yesterday said it would raise the price of water by about 4%. That means the current $74 bill for 3 months of water will jump to $77. Community Services Director Langberg says part of the increase will be used to cover the cost of Eau Claire's new PFAS treatment facility. That's the $120 million project that the city began just a few weeks ago. Those new rates are set to hit the bills in February. Members of Minnesota's congressional delegation are praising the passage of a bill naming the bald eagle as the national bird of the United States. Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, along with Congressman Brad Finstead and Congresswoman Angie Craig, worked together on the bill, which now goes to the president for his signature. Klobuchar noted Minnesota is one of the largest bald eagle populations in the U.S. and is home to the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. The bald eagle has been part of the Great Seal of the United States since 1782, but it's never been declared the country's national bird. There's a warning about some of the Connie's frozen pizzas that may be in your freezer. Palermo's yesterday announced a recall of about 1,200 Connie's thin crust cheese frozen pizzas sold in Wisconsin. The company says there's a worry that the pizzas may have potential plastic contamination. The pizzas have been pulled from store shelves, but FDA says some people may still have them in their freezers. If you do, simply toss it out or bring it back to the store. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden is accusing Madison Congressman Mark Pocan of playing politics with yesterday's school shooting in Madison. Congressman Van Orden took exception to Congressman Pocan focusing on the lack of a farm bill early on Monday instead of the shooting at a Christian school in Madison. Pocan fired back that thoughts and prayers are, quote, useless, unquote. Van Orden said the Twitter tiff was low, even for Pocan. The two do have a history of arguing on Twitter and other social media platforms, often personally attacking each other. Public health managers in western Wisconsin and Eau Claire say local whooping cough cases have skyrocketed this year. The Eau Claire County Health Department yesterday said there are 26 cases of the whooping cough so far this year in Eau Claire County. That's compared to one case all of last year. The health department is not saying why the whooping cough has become so prevalent this year or just who's getting sick. It's not just an Eau Claire County problem, however. Statewide, public health managers say there's been over 2,000 cases of whooping cough so far this year. Chippewa Falls is set to finalize its new hospital tonight. The city council is being asked to okay the location for the new Asperius Health Hospital. Asperius wants to build on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, just west of Highway 178. The city currently owns that land. The hospital is being seen as one of the replacements for St. Joe's, which closed earlier this year. The hope is to finalize the site tonight, begin work next year, and open the hospital by the summer of 2026. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has identified two people found dead at a home over the weekend. The Sheriff's Department says deputies found 53-year-old Michael Turnipseed and 51-year-old Michelle Turnipseed dead at their home in Chautauqua just before 1 p.m. on Sunday. Michelle was found outside of the home while Michael was found inside. Court records show that Michael was facing domestic abuse charges and that a divorce was proceeding between the pair. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Record holiday travel is expected for Wisconsin. According to AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. Nearly 90% of those travelers will drive to their destinations. Nationally, AAA forecasts that 107 million people will take a holiday road trip of 50 miles plus, just missing the all-time mark set in 2019. They also expect air travel to set a new record this holiday season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Larson on favorite 2024 victory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years, the Motor Racing Network. 2024 was a standout year for Kyle Larson in the NASCAR Cup Series. The Hendrick Motorsports Phenom won 6 races, made the playoffs, but just missed out on inclusion in the Championship Four. The 2021 series titleist looked back on the season, acknowledging what he considers the pinnacle of his accomplishments.
If I had to pick one of the 6 that stood out, I would say the Brickyard. Another crown jewel added to the resume. I think with running in the Indy 500 this year and then coming back and winning there in the stock car was something very special and something I'm very proud of. Yeah, getting to kiss the bricks for the first time is something I'll never forget.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
The Bucks are back at it tonight, facing Oklahoma City in the Emirates Cup Championship game in Las Vegas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Thunder 20-5, one of the top teams in the league. The Bucks, after a slow start, have come on strong. They enter with a 14-11 record. Tip time is set for 7:30 on ABC tonight. More rest time for the Packers this week. They will not practice again until Thursday, when they begin preparations for their Monday night matchup against the New Orleans Saints at Lambeau Field. Packers are only playing for wild card seeding now. Minnesota's win last night over Chicago eliminated the Packers from the NFC North title picture. Marquette returns to action tomorrow night, hosting Butler and Big East basketball action. The Badgers are off until Sunday when they host Detroit in non-conference play at the Kohl Center. The Badgers fell out of the top 25 polls yesterday. And the Green Bay Phoenix also back in action tomorrow night. They'll play host to Michigan Tech in Green Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A big basketball commit to the Badgers, and more hoops news and results from last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The University of Wisconsin women's basketball program picked up a big commitment last week when Sean O. Jr. Leonore Dean announced she'll play for the Badgers. The 6'2" wing player averages more than 28 points and 9 rebounds per game for the Hawks, coming off an all-state season last year. The Kimberly girls team scored a pair of big wins last week as the Division I second-ranked Papermakers scored victories over 9th-ranked De Pere and 6th-ranked Hortonville. Senior Reagan Krieger scored 45 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in the two games. In another big D1 showdown on Friday, 5th-ranked Hartford outlasted 3rd-ranked Homestead 70-65 in overtime as Rita Kepper and McKenna Christian each scored over 20 points. In boys basketball action last week, Waupun's Aiden Hawkinson poured in 50 points in a win over Winneconne, making 10 of 16 three-point shots. It wasn't the only 50-point outburst last week, as Cumberland's Gavin Gore scored 51 in a victory against Spooner on Tuesday. Almond Bancroft's Aiden Phillips had a huge week, scoring 34 points with 18 rebounds in a victory over Northland Lutheran. On Thursday, he had a career-high 46 points with 15 rebounds as the Eagles took down Pittsville in overtime. Last Friday, WIAA Assistant Director Tom Shafransky announced his retirement after 22 years with the association. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. One of the longest-running wildlife censuses in the world is now underway, and you can participate. I'm talking about the National Audubon Society's annual Christmas Bird Count, which is now in its 125th year. It kicked off on Saturday and runs through January 5th. I'll tell you how you can participate when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
For the 125th year, the National Audubon Society has organized its annual Christmas Bird Count. Between December 14th and January 5th, tens of thousands of bird-loving volunteers are participating in counts across the Western Hemisphere. The 12 decades worth of data collected by participants contribute to only one of two large existing pools of information that notify ornithologists and conservation biologists what action is needed to protect birds and their habitats. Christmas Bird Count observations help scientists discover trends about bird species that inform their conservation. For more information and to find a count near you, visit ChristmasBirdCount.org. There's no cost to participate, and you can contribute to a local count simply by compiling the birds that come to your feeder. Again, for complete details, including past results, visit ChristmasBirdCount.org. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at OutdoorNews.com.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines without auto pay above qualified customers, plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today. Snow developing late this afternoon. Highs upper 20s. West winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of snow. Lows near 19. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds. Highs near 20. Be listing for Durand, Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers at Plum City Elmwood. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15. Here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. You know, sometimes things happen at the last minute in a marketing day. Might not have as much of an influence like we had on other things, but we know that a bailout discussion maybe brings a little bit of optimism. We'll have to see. But we're talking about the Brazil currency, weather in South America, and it's hard to believe Christmas is a week from tomorrow. So we're hitting end of year, end of quarter. Lots of things to factor into what we see in these market trades today. Jim McCormick joins us. He is with agmarket.net. And I think we do need to start out with this bailout because, and I don't even want to call it a bailout, but this government funding, all that thing that is coming together, many thought it wasn't going to happen before Friday or even at the end of the year. So what's your takeaway?
Yeah, well, good afternoon, Susan. Yes, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Yes, it was a little bit surprised. I mean, normally government does not move that fast. So I think it was a little bit of a surprise. I know a lot of people saw the different banks out there saying we need this financing. There are some of the trade groups saying the same thing. But yes, I mean, the latest we're hearing right now, and I want to stress this has not been locked in, Susan, but we're hearing this is going to be part of the Farm Act. What you're talking about is about $10 billion in direct aid. It's based on the planted acres of 2024. What we're hearing is the crop payment per acre is going to be $103 for corn, $48 for beans, $82 an acre for wheat, and it's going to be eligible for 50% of the acres, 50% of the payout, it sounds like, if the acres were prevent planted. So you will still get money if you're prevent planted. There will be limitations, $175,000 per person per entity, $700,000 for a general partnership, and $175,000 for an LLC or corporation. Like I said, Susan, I want to stress, these are still very flexible, fungible numbers that are still coming together, but it sounds like it's going to come together quick, because remember, this is being tied to a budget continuing resolution. The government was only funded through the end of the week. This is why this is able to get forced into it, I believe, because the fact of the matter is the House majority is very, very slim. So being it's very, very slim, the members are able to jam a lot of goodies into that bill if they want the votes. And like I said, it looks like some of the banks in the ag communities weren't persuasive enough to get this money in. And, you know, it's going to be good, I think, Susan, for certain people who are definitely financially stressed. But I do think it's going to have a negative impact down the line, potentially, though.
You know, and the fact that, like you said, the ink isn't dry on this. It's still in the discussion mode, but it's gotten agriculture excited, especially on a day where we saw a lot of red in the grain complex.
Well, that's it. And I think it should be. But like I said, I think it's good. But I think in the really big picture, I think we got to be a little bit cautious about it. We're sending the money over because people are in a very financial weak position because a lot of grain just wasn't sold when you had $5 corn and $12 beans earlier this year. And it put people in a weak position. But as we look into 2025, we've got this monster bean crop coming in Brazil. It's not how big, it's not is it going to be big, it's how big. The government chose not to raise that crop on the last WASDE report, but the private guys are saying, hey, it's a lot bigger than 169. It's 172, maybe as high as 175. Argentina's crop's a little bit dinged up, potentially some dryness issues are starting to percolate, but they're probably not going to have enough losses to offset this monster crop. And then, like you mentioned in the introduction, the Brazilian real continues to go down, which makes their beans even cheaper. So we're going to have this huge bean crop. So our beans, Susan, are not going to be profitable planting. So we're hearing up to 95 million acres of corn could be planted. The only thing limiting the corn acres and being higher than that was the weak fiscal position of the American farmer. Well, now that we're getting this injection of money into the American farmer right now, I believe some of that money will be used to pay down debt. The other chunk of that money, more than likely, is going to be used to finance next year's planting, i.e. fertilizer for this corn crop, and we might see even more acres of corn, 96, 97, because the money's just not in the beans. And Susan, I fear if we have a 96, 97 million acre corn crop planted, we come anywhere near trend line yield, we are going to bury the world in corn, and you're going to see a lot weaker prices this fall than they currently are. So this bailout, which is good, could actually cause more problems depending on how the weather plays next year.
Of course, looking at that big picture, like you said, there's a lot of factors that are going to weigh into it. Now, I know that there's talk of some early harvest getting underway for soybeans in South America in the next week or so. Have you heard anything as to where the location is, what they're thinking?
I have not heard anything specific going, but yes, there is a few areas, I believe, in far northern Brazil that is not uncommon for them to get these beans out in very, very early January. Think of it this way, Susan. It's kind of like that far southern Indiana farmer who plants some really short-dated corn with the idea that he's going to be able to harvest that corn in late August, early September, and maybe try to catch that window between old crop and new crop. So what you're seeing is some Brazilian farmers who do plant a little bit shorter-dated beans to try to beat that window and try to beat the rush of this big Brazilian crop. So to hear that these beans are going to be coming out in a couple weeks, that does not surprise me. And then it will just continue to build as we go into January all the way into February, into March. It's just a very long harvest window with a potentially record crop.
And, of course, everything plans on what Mother Nature throws at them, too, to get these crop out of the ground.
That is it. I mean, like I said, it's not in the bag, although I would argue that the Brazilian crop is running out of time for issues because they are getting close to harvesting, like I said, in some parts of Brazil. Argentina, like I mentioned earlier, they are seeing some dryness show up in the forecast in maybe far southern Brazil. So there's a few forecasters are arguing maybe we could take the top end off that Argentina corn crop and bean crop. But I'm going to stress, you know, you lose 2 or 3 million metric tons off the Argentina bean crop. But you push this Brazil bean crop from the current estimate of 169 up to 172, 175. Your world carryout will still be at all-time highs. Your world stocks use will be the second highest ever. You throw in the risk of increasing trade war threats. I think that, unfortunately, would argue the downward risk to the beans is more realistic than an upward bounce.
Lots to factor in. We'll stick around. When we come back, folks, we're going to take a look. Of course, we got the Feds. Their discussion will come out tomorrow. So how much is that going to weigh going into tomorrow's trade action? Then add to it end of quarter, end of year. A lot of things to focus on, including what your marketing is going to be doing as you hit 2025. Stick around. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and our conversation does continue this afternoon with Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. So let's talk about the Fed discussion. That'll be out tomorrow. And, of course, a news conference mid-afternoon. Rate cuts, what are you hearing or what's the feel and how it'll affect the trade tomorrow?
Right now, I think still is we're going to get a quarter rate cut. I think that's pretty much baked into the cake, as they put it, Susan. I think the real question, and we're going to get a little bit more information as he does his press conference, is what happens next? Because we're starting to hear see signs of maybe some inflation on certain aspects. There's a little bit of fear of what President Trump's trade tariff battle could do to the price of goods, which could be inflationary. So does that put the Fed in more of a pause mode as we go into 2025 and, you know, maybe not raise rates, but maybe quit cutting it for a little bit? Like I said, we'll get a little bit better handle on what the Fed's thinking tomorrow. My guess is we are going to move in a little bit of a pause mode here as they, you know, I think the biggest fear of the Fed's going to be what happened in the 70s. You might remember, you know, we had an inflation run. They got that inflation under control, it felt like. And then the 80s, it just exploded, what, to 17, 18%. And then you had Paul Volcker, who just sent the, you know, interest rates through the roof. The interest rate to 17, 18% to kill the inflation and put us into a hard recession. So I think the Fed is very leery of, you know, cutting the rates too quick, especially if we're starting to see a little bit of signs of inflation showing back up.
And you and I were talking about that during the commercial break, especially when we look at this cattle market and what it's costing at the meat counter to make these purchases. Pushback, you're saying that could come quicker than later from the consumer.
Well, I think so. I mean, right now, if you look at the price of beef, it is really expensive, and it makes sense, though. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you ask, why is everything so tight? We've got the smallest cattle herd in 60 years, or whatever it is. Tight supply, higher prices. But the fact of the matter is, we are starting to see maybe cracks in our economy. The stock market, I think the Dow has been down 11 days straight in a row now. And I think that we haven't seen that in since 20, 30 years. Normally you get some of a bounce. There's yet to see a bounce in it. So we're starting to see a little bit of cracks. Some of the jobs numbers, Susan, would suggest maybe this economy is not doing quite as well. And, you know, that's also going to keep the Fed from raising rates. But, you know, the inflationary fear keeps them from cutting rates. So we kind of get stuck in this mode. But, yeah, if you look at the price of food, it is still very, very expensive. It's very hard to get food prices to come down. And, and when you look at where we're at, I think the risk is going to go up. A lot of people aren't talking about, Susan, but bird flu is still ravaging our country. I saw one estimate the other night that said 14.5 million birds had to be liquidated due to bird flu. And you're seeing the price of the eggs go up in certain parts of the country. There's certain parts of the country that say there's even a shortage due to all these birds that had to be eradicated due to this bird flu. So if you start dropping, essentially liquidating birds or chickens, in essence, you could drive the price of poultry up, which then pushes that into the pork situation. So, the consumer has a situation where it's going to get more and more tight spending. And after the Christmas holidays, you tend to see them pull back on the spending as well. So I think that's a little bit of a red flag for the beef market.
So who's going to blink first this week? We have a cattle and feed report on Friday afternoon. 3 weeks of just astronomically higher cash prices. And packers saying maybe we don't need to buy this week.
I would argue, and this is just a pure guess, I'm going to argue the packer probably got everything he needed bought when he jumped hard. Remember, you got Christmas next week, and it's always, when Christmas falls on a Wednesday, it always feels weird, because you got Monday, half a day Tuesday, then you get the holidays. So I would argue at this point the packer may be the one that wins this battle. You never know, but that'd be my guess at the moment.
So as we look at the last quarter, last of the year stuff coming up, what do we need to be thinking big picture for grain or livestock at this point?
Well, right now, I think you're going to look for some volatility. I mean, this is a weird kind of year, Susan, where the funds, a lot of them have made a lot of money. They know where they're at. They're shutting down. They're pulling back their trading because they've let their investors know, hey, you're up 15, 20%. That investor knows where he's at. He's making his tax moves just like a producer does as he tries to make tax moves to, adjust his tax bill. Traders, investors do the same thing. On the other hand, you do have some funds that maybe didn't do quite as well in 2024, and they're really aggressively trying to trade to try to make up maybe some of those losses at the end. So you do get volatile moves. If you're a producer out there, I'm going to encourage you to have open orders working. You may get some weird moves here in the holidays that may get filled in the overnight in the grain market. So if there's a price level you want to sell at, I'm going to encourage you to do it. I do believe there's a lot of uncertainty going into 2025. This farm aid package will smooth out some of the rough edges. But the fact of the matter is we have a new president coming in. A lot of uncertainty about some of his proposals of what that actually means for American agriculture, employees in the American agriculture sector on deporting on how they handle the immigrant situation. So whenever you're able to mitigate risk, either via selling cash or doing something, I'm highly encouraging that this year just because of the uncertainty.
So what is the best way, Jim, for folks to get a hold of you guys at agmarkets.net?
The best way to reach me directly is 815-665-0461. Reaching the Ag Market team members at 844 844- 424-6758. Better yet, go to agmarket.net. You can sign up for a free trial of our research, or even better yet, above this, go to agmarket.net, top of the bar, and sign up for our conference that we're going to be having in Nashville.
That's been the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group. See the full December auction list at steffesgroup.com. Over the next 10 years, 24 new high-voltage electrical transmission lines will be built across the Midwest to connect Western power sources with population centers. The immense project would cost $22 billion, and it will impact landowners across the Corn Belt and Great Plains. I'll have more after this.
Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com.
The Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO, recently approved the largest transmission expansion in history, a $21.8 billion investment in high-voltage power lines. This backbone of 24 new lines is designed to connect renewable energy growth in the West and Midwest with new data centers and power consumers in major cities. In addition, MISO says the new lines will provide backup capacity for one another in severe weather events. The centerpiece of this expansion plan spans nine states, from South Dakota to Michigan and southern Indiana. These high-voltage transmission lines are expected to unlock over 100 gigawatts of new renewable energy generation. But for farmers and landowners, the question isn't just about energy, it's about land use, compensation, and long-term impacts. To build these lines, utilities will need rights of way, potentially cutting across farmland. While landowners will receive compensation, those exact terms depend on the state and the agreements negotiated. Some landowners may welcome the added income, but others worry about the loss of productive farmland, disruption to operations, and restrictions on land use in easement areas. The MISO timeline is ambitious, with projects slated to come online between 2032 and 2034. Planning and permitting are already underway, but securing land access will likely be one of the most contentious steps of the project. Landowners in affected areas are encouraged to engage early in the process to help ensure they understand their rights and the options that are available to them. In addition to land use concerns, MISO's expansion plan offers potential benefits for rural communities. By strengthening the grid, these projects aim to reduce outages and enable cheaper energy to flow across state lines. There are studies showing that a more robust grid could save consumers $16.5 billion annually by avoiding the need to build additional power generation. This could translate to lower energy bills for Midwest households and businesses. I'll be back with more after this.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers
to classroom safety programs for our kids. Our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
While not all Midwestern states have supported the expansion of electrical transmission lines, strong backing from governors in Illinois, Minnesota, and Michigan have provided the political support MISO needed to move forward, as power demand and electricity costs have continued to push higher in those states. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, with over 80 years of auction experience. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low 20s. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Becoming breezy as well, highs upper 20s to 30. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 29 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath the tree. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. There's frost on all the windows, candles burning bright, stockings on the mantle. Everything's just right. Soon the house will come alive with family and friends. I'd love some time alone with you before it all begins. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. Presents that we bought will have to wait beneath the tree. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. It seems I've hardly seen you. We've had so much to do. With the holiday approaching, I've sure been missing you. I can't wait till Christmas morn to hold you in my arms. I'm feeling like a kid again, waiting on Santa Claus. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath the tree. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true. Just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our
my corn pop up and roast. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for 3 nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring.
crazy on a fool's mind. I know she'll be coming back. Her cars are waiting right outside. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability's what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick before she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border. Gets crazy on a full moon. She's out there somewhere.